Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's.
Absolutely. Was that George Collins?
Nope. It was Jack Webb.
Jack Left?
Jack Webb. Webb.
You know, from... Dragnet. Oh, that was a set. Yeah, thank you.
He's telling Good Obama stuff. The rules of the road. Anyway, we're waiting for... K.O. is supposed to call in and talk about the shoes. Got the flyers. And there's a couple of changes. One of them is the fact that, let's see, right here. They revised this a couple times already, but it's, I don't want to get in too much because she won't have nothing to say when she calls in, but, It's the dates have been, the one date that's important, the deadline is October 27th. It's a Sunday. But this is going to be 25 pairs of shoes, each pair tied together inside one hefty trash bag that was left out of the first flyer that I received. So Bill has all his stuff up at the shop. I haven't talked to him today because his wife had surgery this morning and he's not answering his phone. So he's not answering his phone. That's a good sign. But yeah, I really didn't have a topic for tonight. So what do you guys want to talk about?
Do you really want us all to go there?
I got a rant. My local week's rant. I wake up 5:30 in the morning. I come stumbling down in my Carol Burnett house robe, looking all crazy. One eye open, one eye closed. Go over to my beautiful, shiny, red and chrome Keurig. Yeah, that was the excitement of it all, because when I loaded it and hit that button, the water started spraying everywhere. Yeah, my brand new coffee pot has shit the bed. I can't. That's two coffee pots in less than 3 months. I'm thinking of converting to instant coffee because it could never let me down. So I had to, like...
What happened? It blew up?
I don't know what the hell. Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened. All I know is that not 1 ounce of water went through the coffee and everything spewed out the top. It was awful.
Wow.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning, I'm watching this unfold, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've got to go 2 hours until the bus gets here before I can fly down and get some coffee. Oh, yeah, my day started off with a headache. And it just got better. I had the killer spider from hell try to attack me when I was driving down the road. He came flying out of the defrosters up on the windshield as I'm going down a main strip. And I'm like, oh, my God. I had to pull over. It took me 10 minutes to get this thing out of the car. The people who lived in the house next to where I was parked must have thought I was out of my head. I was screaming and yelling, telling it I was going to kick its ass and everything else. I finally got it out of the damn car, and when it hit the ground, I screamed at it some more, swore at it a couple of times, and got in my car and went on my way.
You didn't step on it, huh?
I thought about it, dude. Believe me, I thought about it. But just the simple fact that he put up a fight, he went under the rug, he tried going under the seat, he did everything in his power to avoid me. So wherever he is tonight is wherever he is, as long as he ain't in my car anymore. It's just been one of them days, everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Except I understand algebra now. It finally has clicked in.
No. You go out. Who went outside?
I had to let the dog out, and I broke my nail from trying to grab the puppy.
Yeah.
It's a day.
Yeah. So, your turn. What's up, Fran?
Your turn.
Fran just tuned in.
Oh. Let's see. Still trying to get my records. That's fucking joke. The baby might be sick. We won't know until tomorrow. And if he is, they're going to cancel his surgery. My daughter's about as stressed out as where she wants to just punch any idiot in the face. She lost her driver's license today after coming back from taking him for blood work at the hospital.
She lost? What do you mean she lost? They take it away from her, or
well,
she lost?
No, they went when she had to go register in for the blood work with him.
Yeah.
They asked for the insurance and then her driver's license. So she gave that to him. When they gave it back, she thought she put it in her purse, her license.
Uh-huh.
And nobody was decent enough to say, excuse me, you dropped this. So she went all day going all over the place, plus she had to go and donate blood for his surgery if they don't cancel it. And then finally the hospital calls her, we have your driver's license. Are you kidding me? It took until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this was at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And the other place where I have to deal with getting the records, yeah, they're a fucking joke.
Why is that?
Because they don't want to give me my records, even though they're still under the investigation. I said, I don't care. I'm not a part of that.
Uh-huh. A public.
Huh?
Do you fill out a public service request?
I've requested one. I still haven't received one yet.
You don't have to request one. You can write your own up.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that. You just said, I asked you, what do I do? You request a public request form. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never filled one out before.
Hey, I just got a private message that my girl, Mary Ann, who I've been friends with a very long time, is listening to the show.
How cool.
I'm not sure if she's listening by phone or by the internet, but good looking out, Marianne.
She might have been here, but she disappeared.
Hmm.
I think that was here, but she disappeared. She should be back, but hopefully they won't jack us over tonight.
Oh, real quick. Last thing,
go ahead.
Top it off for my daughter. Her aunt died today.
Her what died today?
Her aunt.
Her aunt? Oh, sorry to hear that. Hello, friend.
Well, good evening. Good evening, good evening. As far as your medical records, they must give you all of your full records.
We're talking about the feds.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Actually, that takes a little bit longer, but if you request them and they're your own personal records, they must give you your records.
Yeah, they are my own personal records, and they keep telling me that I don't need them. I said, well, you don't need them.
It doesn't matter.
I need them.
It doesn't matter. By law, they are open to you. That is when they had passed that law saying... the disclosure and yada yada, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, them playing games and.
That's okay. Because the last time when I called, all of a sudden I see a Mars around. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
aggressive.
If you go on their website, you can find their public request and fill it out.
Oh, okay. You can do it right there and then submit it.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't have a printer.
I told you that. And as much as I tell people, if you go to the police department's website, they have right there, you can fill it out. You just download a copy and print it. Fill it out.
Make two copies. Phil.
Yeah.
No, she's listening by internet right now, and she's trying to determine who everybody's voices are.
I'm Nora from Chicago.
Yep, and I'm Stacy from Rhode Island. Hello, Marianne. Hello.
I'm Fran from California.
And I'm the guy sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
that's Phil.
But, if you go on their website and download their thing, make two copies, fill them both out, send both copies, but send a registered mail. Which return post to you.
Only one registered and then send the other one certificate of mailing.
Right.
And the only reason is when they see that they have to sign for something, they're not going to. DMV will not sign for anything. The courthouse will not sign for anything. But you can request certificate of mailing, which means that they have to deliver it.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Damn,
I just
had
to get somebody with a printer. Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I figured I called the request one, and I wonder why I probably thought I was an idiot.
You call me an idiot all the time.
Yeah.
I can't leave my middle name. So we don't have a subject tonight.
No.
Well,
no.
There's a meteor shower. Oh,
actually, I'm waiting for Rusty.
Anarchy.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. After I'm waiting for Rusty's wife to call in. She's going to talk about how she's trying to collect 25,000 pairs of shoes by October 27th. And
shoes are new.
It doesn't matter. I'll let her tell you about what it is, but it doesn't. They don't have to be newer. They don't have to be new. It could be any shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, I got like 40 pairs that I already put together. I put them in a bag yet, but.
Well, hell, if that's the case, I can always ask at school for everyone to at least bring one pair of shoes in.
Yeah, and the drop zone, there's two drop zones right now. There's going to be a third, but one of them is Bill's Place, and the other one is Illusion Cycles in Westminster off the five.
I wonder how many shoes I can get on my bike. Now, that would be interesting.
I'm without
you might
in
have,
trouble.
No, you might have
I don't
to
know.
Take
that sounds
stuff.
Like a challenge to me.
Hey, friend, you might have to take some stuff off to get more on.
Oh, hell no. Are you kidding? That would,
you gotta,
that would spoil the fun,
send
honey.
You got to send me a picture so I can send it to these guys. Take a picture and send it to me. I'll send it to these. They don't know what your bike looks like.
You want a good day or a full day?
It's up
I
to
wish
you.
I had a picture. I wish I had a picture of when I had 7 children bicycles and bicycle helmets and my camera equipment on there. Now, that was a photo.
Yeah, and she's not kidding.
But now, that would be interesting to put out. It's too late to do it for this Sunday's group. This Sunday, the...
Well, we got till the 27th. We got a little over a month.
Yeah. But it's a whole lot more fun when it's actually a group coming in for a run to bring a pair of shoes or a pair of boots.
Right.
And, dang, that, like I say, that just adds to the challenge.
Uh-huh.
Shoot. Okay, we're going to have to kind of coordinate that so that I can step up to the plate to the challenge of how many can I get on the bike and still drive the bike.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to get jacked. You know, you could get jacked coming to drop all that off at Bill's, too, that copper that's on the, out there on the bike being an asshole. He'd probably have a field day talking to you about where you got all the shoes.
I'll tell him that I jacked somebody walking down because I needed a pair.
Yeah.
At that point, he'd probably believe me. As sad as that is. Oh, God. That's so sad. In fact, I'm looking for a picture to email you right now, because I meant to email it to you, of my new decoration of the helmet.
Huh?
You're gonna like this one. I'm
Don't
sure
tell me.
Oh, you're gonna like this one. This is cute. You're gonna like this one. Question is, now I just gotta be able to find it. This computer and I are having small issues. Actually, we're having large issues. That's okay. And they said computers were gonna make life easier. Uh huh.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it does, for some, I guess. Now, I do have a question, and it's a legal question.
Go ahead.
Phoning or texting, what is the actual law? Because if you were at a traffic light and not moving, is that considered a moving violation?
Yes. Because you're still behind the wheel with the intent to drive.
Okay, because I know someone that just essentially beat that ticket because it's the way it's written.
Right.
And the intent is, I say, I'd have to look at how that is actually written. Either that or she bullshitted the officer real well. I'm not sure which.
Well, it doesn't matter what they're going to do instead of that. They're going to make it a, you, if you get hit now, you know, it's coming. Probably going to be the 1st of January, sometime before. But if you get popped on your phone while you're driving, it's going to be 1 point.
Okay.
On your license.
I mean, that that figures. I mean, it's only a matter of time for something like that to go. Okay. I do see that the red light cameras are in your area.
They're not going to get rid of them.
El Cajon, I think, is still out to lunch on that one. They have it's a double-edged sword for them. The only one I thought was really interesting, and just to show how smart the car drivers are, and there's no way they could actually do this, but going out El Cajon, and I forget what road it is, there's a four-way stop and a fruit stand on this vacant lot to the right. And there was a sign saying camera. And the surprising thing, four-way stop. And do you know that the people who actually go through that four-way stop actually stopped for the four-way stop? There is no way you can put a traffic light, or not traffic light, but a photo enforced at a four-way stop. John actually went over and asked the woman about it, and the woman says, well, no, there's no camera there, but everybody stops for it. So I'm not sure which one is the smarter one. The fact that they put a sign up and it actually works at that one, and it doesn't work at traffic lights. Although the one that killed Mickey that was on the phone, that ran the red light, I found it interesting because the results of when she actually hit the pickup truck, there was also two guys in the back, and they were conscious, obviously. Mickey wasn't. And they were saying she was still on the phone, and the woman that ran the red light on the phone, talking to the same person on the phone, saying, I think I killed somebody. I think I killed somebody. But she just she goes through the red light, and she's still saying, talking to the same person on the phone, saying that she thinks she killed somebody. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think at some point, I think someone would say, well, why don't you hang up the phone then? That is what we're dealing with. So, but there's a lot of things that are out there. I don't see the traffic becoming any friendlier to motorcycle riders. One thing I will tell people, though, who are out there riding, I know that I'm a strange duck. Those who know me kind of know that, too. But something that's really fascinating about car drivers, if you actually yell out there on the freeway,
they can't
don't freak out, and they go back. They actually go back, which is kind of cool. So all of those people who are wearing a full face should, I guess, maybe have it at least 2 inches open, so that you can yell to hopefully avoid being hit. And I'm not really so sure that, and it's kind of sad because it's part of training where people are out there and they're not really seeing traffic. Because if you were seeing traffic, and I don't care what you're driving, because John and I taught everything from 18 wheels down to 2. It'd be interesting to teach someone on a unicycle the laws, but they are not out in traffic. But so many people are so zeroed in on the taillights of the car in front of them.
Right.
That they don't see the traffic lights a whole mile down the road.
Exactly.
Or the freeway, a half mile. Gee, the traffic or the brake lights are going on, which generally means that they are stopping. So therefore, maybe taking one's foot off of the gas pedal would be helpful. Oh, wait. They're only looking at the car in front of them that is less than 2 seconds away. So they can't take their eyes off of the car in front of them. But I find that interesting that things in that regard in driving has actually gotten worse. And I'm not really sure what the answer is. I know that the driver's ed that I used to teach, that kind of driver's ed is no longer, obviously. I don't know what I don't even know what they're teaching anymore. Obviously they're not teaching.
Right.
However, I will give you this. There was one school that I was actually working for. I actually got dismissed from teaching there. And you're going to love the reason. The person who had 6 driving instructors taking these kids out that I was teaching in class, my kids were coming out knowing more about the law and driving than the driving instructors that they were being taught by. Now that is scary. So that makes you wonder who has dropped the ball in that regard.
Right.
Okay, so back to Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
I don't know which one he is. Unfortunately, he did have a flat tire. But he did make it late to the Ride for Kids last Sunday.
Oh, that was... You talking about Pete Alva? Or... I thought I saw him broke down on the side of the freeway. By the time I went by and got over and got up and came down and went back the other way because I was coming back from work, he was gone already.
They ended up... He had a flat tire. And he ended up going and getting fix-a-flat at all the different gas stations to get to the Ride for Kids.
Right.
Now, that's dedication.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough decision. Do you leave your bike? And it's kind of like, well, no, I wouldn't leave mine either. So, yeah, that's dedication. Because I tell you what, that man, with his fortitude, he got there.
Mm-hmm. No, he's like that.
Is he?
Yeah, he's real good.
He seemed to be an interesting character.
Yeah. What did you think of his jacket?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a jacket. It's more of a poncho. Poncho Vio type thing.
I threw you the ball. You missed the catch.
Oh. Well, you know, that's what John was the one that took care of that, because I'm not too quick on those things. Never have been. That's where my sense of humor is a little flat. That's me. I don't know where that pinging is coming from, but that's really difficult.
Is that you, Nora?
Look, what? Revving the Harley?
Huh?
Revving the Harley?
No. It sounds like somebody...
Somebody's what?
It's
sounds like someone is tapping on a drum. It stopped now.
No.
Yeah.
It's been going on. It was on last night, too. It's not me. I'm sitting in a quiet room with the front door open.
Okay.
It's not me.
No, you're still worried about the spider.
Oh, fuck that.
You're scared of spiders?
Oh, no. That damn spider that came out of my dashboard today. Hoy. Yeah.
The only time the spider scared the crap out of me, it was one of those big black ones.
Yeah, that's what this That's what this was. It was huge, and it was jumping around like nobody's business. It looked like it had spring action. It was locked and loaded, and I was at Target. And one of us was going down, and it wasn't going to be me. So,
now,
yep.
Normally, I don't react to spiders, and I have a feeling that this was in Florida, and this spider was good 4 or 5 inches across. Came out of the shower spigot, and I think it was the fact that I was naked in the shower, and it was me and the spider won. I got out of the shower.
I don't know if it was me. I just smush them, kill them. They're gone. Poof.
So violent.
No, but that sounds like the right thing to do. It's just that psychologically, being naked in the shower with the spider, like I say, the spider won. He actually won. Kicked me off. But he did end up being dead for his troubles.
Well, that's
and
good.
That can't be helped. Yeah, well, now when I have a spider, I actually feed it. And the statistics, if anybody's out there afraid of spiders, then they might not want to hear this. But any given time, you're within 4 feet of a spider.
Well, guess what took place here today? There was a meteor this morning. That was wicked.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was inside the ship all day. I didn't see or hear about it.
Yeah, it was about 2 minutes after 6 my time. Dogs got me up at 5:45. I was outside with them, and it was still dark, but once it hit 6 o'clock, it started getting light, and I'm looking at it. I just saw like this, like white, greenish light. I'm like, damn, what the hell is that? And I saw on the news. I'm like, okay. But nobody ever said if it hit someplace. I have no idea.
Now, was there a show Tuesday? Or no?
Yeah.
There was. Because I couldn't get anything. On the computer, on the phone.
Oh, well, they...
You know, I don't know what it is, but this show does not like me.
No, it's not you. You were one of 100,000... You were one of 100,000 people Tuesday night.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I'm sorry for the others, but that does make me feel better.
Is Tuesday night the night everything shut down altogether?
Yeah, because we were on the phone, and all of a sudden my phone went put.
Yeah.
And I went to try calling back in. It's like, there's no show for 23 hours. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, like I said, that makes me feel better. in an odd way. Because then it makes me feel like at least I'm not the only one they're picking on.
No. Say hello, Eunice.
Hi, Eunice.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
We're hanging in there.
You sound marvelous.
I talked to Hermes today.
Uh-huh.
And he passed.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So I told him anything I can do, you know, get food ready or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to do that. So
there you go.
But I just wanted to pass that on. And I'm going on a cruise.
Sweet. A cruise?
I booked myself a cruise with my sister.
Nice.
And she's looking for a guy to hook up on the cruise with.
No. You're bad.
Well, you know this.
What did you say the other day?
A Saturday night special.
Hey, where's Gina? Where's the star of the show? Where is she? Yeah, we want a hello. We want a shout out from the world's most honored woman for putting up with Phil.
Oh yeah, she's a saint.
Gina rocks, and she does it with class. She has nice long nails.
Okay, now that I know that you're going on the cruise.
Yeah.
Depending on what cruise company you're going with.
Wait, hang on. We got a special guest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Brown.
Good.
Who is it?
Now, what is your secret on putting up with Phil?
Oh, Gina.
We got to get
you the biggest trophy in the world.
Gina is our queen. She is our queen.
I got a mute button for all of you.
And how I do it, it'll take longer than this show to tell you.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You just need a trophy and a great prize, grand poobah prize.
Yep, you need a trophy.
Actually, she does a lot of this. You know what that was?
Yeah, you have your middle finger up in the air.
Fresh one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, to deal with you, I can imagine. My God.
Sometimes those hands get really red.
I believe it.
How's the baby, Gina? She must be getting big, huh?
Oh, yeah. She is big, smart as a whip. I mean, such a character.
Is the dress still fitting her, or did she outgrow that?
No, she actually can still wear it.
Yeah. I'm Eunice. I'm the one that made it, Gina.
Eunice. Yeah, she can still wear it, actually.
Oh,
She's getting taller and thinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you can pull that ribbon around the yoke, you know, tighter if you want.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. But, yep, she's a running around, and she's starting to talk, and, oh, yeah. I was over there earlier.
When I get to it.
I was there over there earlier this week, and I had left my shoes, which were, you know, just a small heel. She was trying to put them on.
Oh,
when she get her foot in it, she'd throw the shoe.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You got that from
well,
you
let me.
So I helped her put them on, and she was walking around in them. It was so cute.
Well, you'll have to let me know about what size she is so I can make her something else.
I certainly will. I actually will be hanging with her this weekend.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to make it too big, you know, and I don't want to make it too small either, so.
No, and the last time I saw her, I was talking to her, and I swear she was answering me.
Yeah, you just love that. You just love that, Phil. I know you do. They're a pride, you know. I was with my daughter all day today, her significant half, they took into surgery, and it just infuriates me because he's loaded with cancer in both lungs and in the kidney, and they opened him up to take a biopsy.
Really?
You know? And
wow.
And he's on his deathbed, you know? So the surgeon come out. Thank God I didn't have this surgeon when I had my lung cancer. And he goes, oh, I hope you know he might not make it through this. You know, I mean, I says, are you telling me you used him as a... Wow, you know, I wanted to. I really did. I wanted to punch him right in the mouth. But they used him as a guinea pig, and that's just what I said to him. You used them as a guinea pig. You know? I mean, hey, it's all about the money.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah, it certainly has. So.
You know, Stacey, Marianne says that you're guilty of spider side. And she also...
Wait a minute, what's she saying? What's she spilling in the chat room? What'd she say?
You're guilty of spider side, and that the average human eats over a pound of spiders in their lifetime.
Tell her I don't want to hear that.
All right.
The kind when you're sleeping.
Oh, no, please. I don't want to get into that.
Well, my husband didn't want me to go on this cruise, girls. He did everything to try to stop it, you know? And
that's
then you know
afraid.
What I did?
That's because he's afraid a sexy woman like you is going to get hit on.
Well, I hope so. So.
Oh.
So anyways, the travel agent called me back and said, oh, we can't get you an inside cabin. I says, well, what do you have? She says, only a suite with a balcony. I says, book it.
Oh, you're going all the way out.
Might as well.
Yeah, what the hell? It might be my last trip, so, you know. You got to do it. So I'm going over Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, Thanksgiving week. So.
Nice.
You shouldn't your last trip.
Pardon?
Who are you shitting your last trip?
Oh, I just thought maybe, you know, I'd say that, just throw it in there, you know, what the hell. Hey,
why?
Listen, I've had my new passport, and I have to use it. I have to use it, so. So I'll be in Florida October 16th, and... looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to all my bad ways again.
Really?
Are you sure they're bad ways?
Well, some are, you know.
Yeah.
I only think dirty. I think I'll act dirty. You know.
Hold on a second.
Maybe I can.
Hold on a second. I'm going to and just sent me a picture for you guys to look at. I'm going to send it to both of you right now. It's going to your email.
Cool. Are you not sending it to me?
Yeah, that brings a new meaning to helmet hair.
Oh, did you send one to me?
I will.
So you like the new hairdo?
Yeah, I think it's
I do get a lot of looks. I will tell you that much. I do get a lot of laughter in the car drivers. I'm also at that they're taking the picture stage because they just can't believe what they see. And then it scares the crap out of them when they see that it's an old woman that's on the bike.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, that's
good.
Awesome. I just opened up the email and I got a good giggle. That is awesome.
Thank you. See, that's what's happening out there on the road, too. In 2 months, the Pink Panther will be back on the bike.
Oh, that's another adventure that I'm going to do, I think I'm going to buy myself a motorcycle.
Do it up.
My daughter's trying to sell hers, so I might buy it from her. And it's purple. But I'll have to go take some lessons. Yeah. Now, that's going to be something, huh, Phil?
Yeah.
My trip, my next trip is going to be out to California.
Okay. As long as it's not 3 weeks, I won't be here.
Well, I'll make sure it's not 3 weeks. You're going to be in Chicago.
Yep.
Yep. So you need to come here. There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
You can meet you with one shot.
I was in Chicago once. Once in my life.
I've driven through it several times. Does that count?
It's windy as hell out there.
No, not
cold
all the time.
In the winter. Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir, especially in the winter time.
No, it's not
Nora,
like that.
Yes, it
is. No. I've been here. I'm not telling you how many years. But, you know, we do get some windy days and others. It's just like anywhere else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, my phone is going dead. I didn't charge it. And if I don't get my beauty sleep, I'm going to, you know.
Well, what? I was just going to say that we get you a helmet with helmet hair.
Oh, nice. I see
sent
that.
I sent it to you. You'll get it. I sent it to you, Eunice. You'll get it when you open the email.
Okay. I'll go in there and open it now. I'll go in there and open it now.
I like it.
That is true. That is a different meaning to helmet hair. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll check it out.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Be good.
So you're
I
crazy.
Did call back.
The bike.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, can you see me now? Can you see me now? I think my husband's going to put me in a nut house if I buy a bike.
No, Phil just sent me a bike from, like, 1912, something like that.
Oh, is that something like that? Oh, thanks a lot, Phil. I know
you
I'm
know
old,
what the,
but...
The price was.
The price,
what?
Yeah.
Tell her what the price was.
Was it 12,000?
Not in the computer room. 12,000
for what? Stacey, tell her what the price was. It's not 12,000, it's 120,000.
Oh,
120. Well, you know, come on, I'm not that rich. I got to get my Infiniti before I get a bike that expensive. That will be next year. All righty, guys. This old broad's going to bed.
Okay.
I'll go, I'll go and check the email first. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Have a good
night.
Talk soon, Eunice.
Hey.
You too.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacey Marianne says just keep your mouth shut while you sleep.
Yeah, tell a ditto. Keep my mouth shut while I sleep. Oh, God. So gross.
Never. Hey, I don't want to. If you want to go there, it's up to you.
Yeah. Sinus, right. Oh my God.
But no, I don't know what happened. I know her car broke down today when I talked to her, and she said she'd call later. So I'm trying to. I sent her a text to see if she's okay. But and then Jay, with his new band, was supposed to call in about 10 minutes ago. He hasn't called yet, so I think I'm going to roll out of here at about 7 if we don't get these guys on the phone. But the reason the KO was going to call was this is a national outreach campaign for the American Soldier Network. And she says, yes, I'm crazy. Help me collect 25,000 pairs of used shoes. This is for a nonprofit Florida-based organization that collects old shoes, repairs, and distributes them free to impoverished villages and communities in third world countries. Baby toddler shoes, teen youth, men's, women, boots, slippers, dress shoes, sandals, high heels, tennis shoes, any pair of used shoes. With over 630 million shoes are thrown away each year in America, creating chemical compounds too difficult to break down in our landfills. But once the 25,000 pairs reach the operation hub, shoes are cleaned up, repaired, and refabbed. And the shoes are distributed free to local townspeople. This employs the local residents, giving them a trade, a skill, and a paycheck. But this is only the start. When the challenge is met, a check for $10,000 goes to the American Soldier Network to create the 9th annual holiday Christmas drive at the San Diego Naval Medical Center. This campaign directly aids the Wounded Warrior Battalion of Camp Pendleton, the Marines. The holidays is they transition from recovery back to active duty or home. So the first drop zone is Kennedy's Custom Cycles. Bill has everything there already. And the second drop zone is Illusion Cycles in Westminster, Rusty's place.
Is there any way of sending me a flyer?
Yep. I can do that right now.
Okay.
And would you other guys?
I'll print it and I'll put it on my Facebook, and maybe I can put up some kind of a challenge that'll be someplace, and let's see how many I can stack.
Okay, and it's going to come out at Microsoft.
That's a fun challenge.
It's going to come out in Word Microsoft.
That's okay.
I'll send it to all three.
Great. That'd be a fun bike challenge.
It's going to go to your Yahoo, friend.
Okay, got it. Or I will have it. I'm still looking for the one bike picture of, I don't have all the bikes on it, but I have other things.
Right. This is an attachment with the revised flyer. So it's on its way right now.
I wonder what's going on down at Sweetwater.
Huh?
I wonder what's going on down at Sweetwater that I might be able to.
Weekend?
Well, it's too quick to put it in for this weekend, but what's going on next weekend, we can try and get it out to that group that would be coming to that.
Yeah, well, Pastor Z. According to the emails I got, Pastor Z is helping out with that one. But, yeah, if you want to know about Sweetwater, call Anastasia.
Because if I can get her to send out a blast, come to X, Y, and Z, bring shoes, and watch Fran pack them, maybe that will also entice more people to come to her event and bring shoes.
That's a thought.
Just for the giggle.
Hit Anastasia up tomorrow.
I'll have to give her a call.
Yeah.
Maybe I can stop by her place tomorrow. I'll try and print some flyers because I have to stop at New York Mike's, and I might as well, since I drop off a pop up down in Chula, I might as well drop off some flyers there too.
Yeah. Yeah, tell him.
Both at the same time.
Yeah, and if Mike wants to make his place a drop zone, we can do that too.
Okay.
Because the challenge is 25,000 pairs in less than a month. And she only found out about this last Saturday, if I remember right.
Well, I will have to see what I can do, darling.
Sure.
Now see, the blanket run is going to be too late because you're actually got a deadline there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's the hard part. Okay.
Yeah, because even when Bill does the big cover-up, people throw shoes and stuff in there too.
When do you have a date yet for the cover-up?
No. But as soon as I get it, I'll let you know.
Because then I got to go tell Salvation Army to. They were really good to me last year. They gave me 30 blankets. Well, I paid for 30 blankets. But they gave me a really good discount for the 30 blankets. So, and it was pretty neat having all those blankets on the bike.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as big as I thought it would be, but hey, 30 blankets is 30 blankets.
Yeah. You know, right now there's 109 people in China listening to the show.
Wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There was just an earthquake someplace, and they had 120-some people died. Now I'm trying to figure out where that earthquake was. That's
not
a rock and roll and shake and bake and all that stuff. Can't believe I can't. With the computer, I can't find a couple pictures of the bike with all the stuff on it. Unbelievable. I've actually seen people take a double look when they saw all the bicycles. I've seen people shake their heads. Bikers are afraid to even be next to me. I don't know why. It's not contagious. Well, it could. But last I knew, that wasn't contagious. It's not something they can catch. I can teach them how to do it, though, if they want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll have to call her tomorrow and find out what happened. But
hopefully she's all right.
Yeah. No, I talked to her. She said, when I talked to her, she said her car broke down an hour before, and I'm pretty sure they had a handle on what was wrong. But I know she was busy today. A lot of stuff.
Any of the photographers out there, if you're shooting an event and you thought your camera's in a safe zone, think again. My camera is in the shop for a little four-footer that saw the camera, ran for it, and my camera took a dive. I'm still waiting to hear the results. That sucker cost more than my motorcycle. At least I can laugh. It's a hard laugh. It's amazing going through some of these pictures, because some of these pictures of these bikers from way back. I'm going to send you a picture of this one biker. This is an old shot. It's all the way back from, it says Abate 05. Older than that, though. And I think this guy on this bike is awesome. I'm gonna send you a pic. I'm gonna send you that picture.
All right. Let me see if I can find this one thing, and then go from there. But I was gonna tell you about who we're gonna interview next Wednesday.
You're not gonna say, or you are gonna say?
No, I'm not gonna say until I
get it confirmed.
Yeah, right now I'm pretty sure it's confirmed, but I just want to make double check.
That's okay. That's always a good thing. I mean, like they say, things do change. They do change.
Yeah.
Although one of my most favorite shots that I've ever taken is when we did Ride, Stride, and Roll.
Uh-huh.
And Bill was actually talking to a young lady in a wheelchair. He came down off of the flatbed because there was no way we could get her up on top.
Right.
So he came down and did the whole thing down at her level. Out there at the VA hospital. It was great. It's one of my most favorite shots that I've ever taken. How's that?
I just got the flyer.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. 818.
Yo, what's up, Philip? It's J Rat.
Hello, Jay. What's going on?
Excellent, man. Wanna call and say hi. With the new Sons of Anarchy stuff and everything going on, I missed a couple shows. So glad to get on the air with you. A lot of big issues going on around the world for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen your post and everybody else's, and I guess we will just see, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting here. There's a lot of stuff that I'm doing at work that is everybody knows where I work. I work on the Navy ships all day long, but there's a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that, bro. That's cool, interesting, awesome.
For countries that they're saying that they sequester, and they're working off of last year's money till the first of this or till the first of October. They're buying a lot of shit, man.
Well,
That's about what I figured would be going on. It's all about money and power, right?
That's correct. So what's going on up there? How's the band going?
Well, really excited. We're doing our debut show at our new Orange County venue that we own part of, called Mirror Image Studios Concert Theater, this Friday night.
Uh-huh.
So, very, very excited about that, and it's kind of become, part of my new center, getting things pushed together over here at our new venue, and that's all very, very exciting. It's time for us to get out and play, and we're gonna have our recordings together real soon too. So
good.
Yeah,
and I don't know if on huh? Wednesdays we're doing the Sam Crow radio show, which is like Tuesday night the show airs, and then Wednesday night we have someone on that was on the show. So got a couple of, I talked to Rusty already. He said he wanted to wait a little bit and let some shows air first. And then Emilio Rivera, he's in Florida filming a TV show right now, but when he gets back, he'll be on. And then so on down the line. I got a batting order. And the guy who plays the old sheriff, Dayton Kelly, he's going to come on. Because once we follow that batting order, we should be okay. But it goes up... like the other night, it was over 100,000 people. So, and then the next day it was 35,000 by 7 o'clock in the morning from around the world listening. And right now, we picked up 109 people in China listening today.
Excellent.
Yeah, because over there, if they get talked to, they'll kill them.
Yeah, what?
They will kill them. They're not allowed to get anything from the West.
Execute them.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, I didn't know it was that strict in China. So there we got some brave Asians then.
Yeah, and from some of the emails I got, some of them they own Harleys.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah, but
they must be our kind of people then.
Yeah, we just got a message from Andover, Massachusetts that the state police cited 440 drivers for texting behind the wheel. What a joke they are. I see the cops texting 7 days a week while driving in their cruisers or standing at a road detail. Who will ticket the cops? It's absolute bullshit. Hey, Pete, you're right. That's Pete out of Boston.
Yeah, it's not amusing, but it is kind of it's contradictory, all that kind of above the law shit, you know, trying to impress upon us what they do not even do themselves.
No, there was a guy texting at 80 miles an hour in Arizona, motor cop. He got suspended for a couple, no pay.
That's it. Texting at 80 miles an hour. Excellent. Huh.
Yeah, on a department bike.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. Crazy. So, now, how long have you guys been together? And tell everybody a little bit about what's going on. How you got together and what's
after I departed from Attica 7, then I got together with my new drummer for Mouth of War, Devin Hutchins, and it was really interesting. I mean, we had the opportunity to go and live on a 126-acre ranch in the mountains, right around the San Fernando Valley, too, which was pretty cool. And in the middle of this ranch was a studio, and we were able to stay there and just get our new record written. And so that was what we did for about 8 or 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't the only water that we had running on the place was actually mountain water that we had tapped into from a mountain stream. And I mean, even the method we got, I think there was about, we didn't do this personally, but there is about 1.5 or 2 miles of pipe coming down from the mountain. And they had put together a pit so that this stream all of a sudden had a pit, and this pit would fill up with water. And at the bottom of the pit was the pipeline with a filter on it. And that was the water down the hill by a couple miles. Just having water was, it proved to be a challenge of its own, though, too. Like, when it would rain, we would have to, sometimes there would be so much mountain pressure, we would have to hike up into the hills and try and find a way to fix a line where it blew apart. It was a pretty interesting way to live. But all we did was work in the studio for 6-8 hours a day. And really, it's been a great journey, starting in the trenches over there at that ranch, and all the way to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been life is really making me smile right now, bro. I mean, we're on Motley Crue status, or, you know, the same kind of status I believe that it takes for dedication. I mean, we barely had money to eat at that time, but we didn't really, all we did was, all we worried about was what we loved and what our future plans and goals held in store. And magically, somehow, it was amazing. I mean, we would split a Subway sandwich for $5, and at one point that was expensive for us, you know? We went from that to there's always a few different people and friends coming by this ranch, and it turned out that this one friend of ours who heard us play was part of a organization, may have even had something to do with some churches or something like that. They would go through Trader Joe's and pick up all the food that was going bad. Well, the dates were getting ready to go up on the shelves. And this guy would come by with a truckload of food once a week, Philip. It was, I mean, we could have as much as we wanted. I mean, it was amazing. And so we were fed, you know. And the ranch dogs were getting fat, you know, because, I mean, we had so much extra, we're giving them whatever they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool, you know. It felt good I love animals and like to take care of the animals as much as myself. And it was really cool until they started howling in the morning, acting like they were securing the perimeter. But really, all they were trying to do is get a snack, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So that was a really interesting time. And now, Mouthful of War, we're getting ready to do our first show this Friday night. And really excited about it. I hope you could come be my guest, Philip. That'd be awesome. I'll put you on the guest list. And
send me an email with the info.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can't write it now because I got my hands full with this other thing. But send me an email with that.
You got it.
Okay.
And I was really excited too. I found a Sons of Anarchy link with the J-Rex vocals version with Rusty Coons on Attica 7 for one of the season's main trailers, with all the whole cast with Cracker Man playing through it. Oh, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was season three, I think. Three or four. Remember
well,
that?
I guess I must have missed that one then.
Some of them came out after they did the DVDs.
Right now,
when they went up to the boot ride, they were handing out the season five DVDs, and it's all extended episodes.
Now that makes sense. It was really, really cool to hear. You know, it was a blast from the past that made me smile. Those were some good days. There's a lot of good times with Rusty and everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud and happy to see that things are going really well for Attica 7 and for Rusty himself, man. It makes me smile, you know.
Yeah, me too. Bill and I were teasing him because in the first episode he was holding a dolly with a refrigerator. So I had to call and ask. Rusty was moving a refrigerator with a dolly.
Uh-huh.
And Bill and I talked to him the next day, and then I told him, I said, yeah, the white-haired guy over here by me wants to know if you're available this weekend. He's got some furniture to move.
What'd Rusty say?
Oh, he just said, he started laughing. And then when I called, he told me to call back in 20 minutes because they were trying to locate the part for me. When I called back, he told me to call KO. So when I called back, I got KO. And then he said, hey, Phil, do me a favor. Tell Bill that Quinn Moving is booked for the next 3 weeks. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was a nice day. He actually located the part for me too.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it. It's you know that hot shot kit you put in to turn your 5-speed into a 6-speed?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I put 50,000 miles on the first one, and chain was stretching, so we had to get just got a whole new setup.
That's awesome. I'm having problems with I got my 6-speed on my Illusion Cycles Hellraiser chop.
Right.
I think I got around 30,000 on it, Philip. And
that's what I put on my bike this year.
Huh?
That's how many miles I put on my bike this year already.
Nice. Yeah, I would wish I could have put more on it, but they had my license plate suspended for a little while, you know.
Yeah. Well, we call that shit happens.
Yeah, it does. Man, it was kind of funny that Rusty always used to make jokes at me because I snapped off the shifter pin in the tranny twice. You know, he goes, "Hey man, you need a lighter pair of boots, Yeah, that was I always thought that was funny, and I thought I needed clutches, but it turned out that the inner gear on the open primary clutch setup, I from riding it, that 30,000, I had eaten all the teeth off of the gear for the clutch setup, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so that was, I had to laugh at myself for that one, you know?
Uh-huh. So when is the first show?
This Friday night.
This Friday night? What? Okay, yeah, send me that info. I might be working Saturday, but send me the info and I'll see what I can do.
It's gonna be a good rendezvous. That would be cool, man. It'd be great to see you, bro. It's been a while.
Yeah. And then
did you ever do any kind of catering, Philip?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm trying. KO's got this thing where she's trying to collect 25,000 pairs of used shoes. And Rusty's place is a drop zone, so if you got any shoes laying around or anybody's got, put the word out. They're collecting the shoes. The only thing you need to do is tie them together, and it's 25 pair per green, giant green hefty bag.
Mm. You know that I probably couldn't put 25 pairs together. I've actually been sharing that link myself, though, trying to help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she got 12,000 hits on it today.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of that, too. I read the whole post, and that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
And she hit up me and Bill because we're real big with the vets. Me more so with the Marines, but I help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, send me that email, and I'll get back to you and we'll see what goes on, and if I can make it up that way, I will. Otherwise, I'll have to hit you up and get another direction.
Sounds good, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna take off early. 2:30 is gonna come real fast today, so I'm gonna take off early, and I'm gonna take us out with a little Everlast, What It's Like. So Jay,
uh-huh.
I will see you soon, and keep plugging away.
Thanks, brother. See you soon.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You too.
And then Tuesday next week, we're going to do the Sam Crow radio show. And we're going to have a guest from the Sons of Anarchy on. And he'll be available to answer any questions, stories, whatever. And tune in and check it out. Otherwise, yeah. And this is going to be Everlast, What It's Like, and I'll talk to everybody soon.
That'll.
Thank you.